Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number three at 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run down Baffin Bay Way and check in with Captain Rihanna Dela Cruz. See what she's doing. Morning, Rihanna.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. It's all good.
Man, it's cool this morning here.
It does feel better, doesn't it? How about that?
It does. Yeah, it's at least a 3-degree difference than it was yesterday morning. I'll tell you that. It feels really nice. These little cooler mornings have me yearning for some cooler days. And a matter of fact, these hot days have had me yearning for some cooler days overall. I'm ready. I don't know about you. I don't know about the listeners, but I'm ready.
I've had enough hot summer, man. I've had enough.
Yeah, me too. This week has been another just averaged kind of late August week as far as fishing goes. Nothing spectacular. Our redfish bite is, I'll tell you what, our redfish bite will definitely save a non-existent big trout bite, and that's how it's been.
Pinch hitters, baby. Nothing like them. Redfish save the day.
Yes, I love those drag pullers every once in a while. Sometimes when you're just kind of waiting for a good thump, man, they'll get your attention and wake you up pretty quick. And they're pretty hefty right now. A lot of these fish are real hefty. Those redfish are, they've got big bellies. They're eating plenty. Like I said last week, they've got plenty to eat right now. This warmer water temperature has a lot of different baits in our system, in our bait system. Matter of fact, one thing that I don't see a whole lot here in Baffin that I'm seeing are small jack crevel jumping out of the water. Saw a little school, a little pod of them jumping out. I guess it just kind of spooked them up as I was idling through, and I thought, man, that's a pretty sight to see. It's actually really good to see. It tells you that the water salinity is low. We had a little bit of rain earlier this week that crossed through Baffin, and I think those little storms, those pop-up showers that we've been having all summer long, they've been keeping our water salinity pretty level and pretty low for this time of year. And the water level's low, of course. It gets hot. Our pressure's been, it's been average. It hasn't been too high. It's been steady. But earlier this week, we had a little bit more storms brewing up than we did later this week. It got a little bit more drier. Had to pull out the sprinklers later this week. I can always tell you how dry it is when you got to pull out sprinklers and water your grass and your plants. Usually I haven't been having to do that a whole lot, but here later this week, it dried up pretty quick. On Tuesday, we were dodging storms out there, just little pop-up showers. And when they get lightning in them, that's when I get concerned, and the wind shear off of them can get pretty brutal. I tell you, the water clarity here in Baffin, I know I sent you that text earlier this week. It's shocking me.
Clear. Yeah, that was some clear water you sent me pictures.
It is unreal. I've sent it to a couple friends of mine, and they're like, man, that looks like so-and-so bay. That looks like, areas where up on a flat, it looks real pretty. And I'm not used to seeing that in some of these areas. And so what I did is I got a picture comparison from like 3 years ago to current. And I said, this is what I'm used to it looking like. not this. I'm wondering too, if, because trout, I think they like consistency from what I've seen, what I've heard. And when an area like that is typically chalky, it's typically high salinity, it's typically a little bit more harsh. All of a sudden, well, I say not all of a sudden, it has happened pretty quickly, though, because I will say two years ago, even a year ago, Mickey, even a year ago, it wasn't like this. So I'm wondering if that it's got to have some kind of impact on the trout in those areas, because, you know, we're not on a really big good trout bite. Last year, this time of year, matter of fact, a lot of people have a hard time believing this. The best month that I had for big trout here in Baffin was last year in August. We caught some really great trout that time of month. We just had a huge school of finger-sized mullet, and I have several videos where this line of bait, and of course it was wind-driven, when the wind would pick up early in the morning, similar conditions, you know, really still calm, and then kind of at mid-morning that wind would start to pick up, and you could see the southeast wind coming from across the bay, mm-hmm. and as soon as it would hit, as soon as those ripples would hit, the bait would activate and the bite would activate. It was just like somebody turned on a light switch. It's crazy how wind-driven our activity is here in Baffin. And so that time of year last year was, you know, it was steady. It was a little bit more, the salinity level was a little bit higher. And our water level was a lot higher too. It wasn't as low. And that was the best month that I had. We caught several sevens, a couple that were eight. It was like every time we went out, it was a solid 5 to 6 pounder. And that was a stellar month for me. I was like, man, this is nice. But the reason for that was because of that line of bait that was running parallel to a shoreline. And in the mornings, that southeast wind would pick it up and it would push it further in towards the shore where we were waiting. And we would get up on that bait line, and sure enough, you could bet every time you got up on that bait line, it was a solid trout that was right underneath it.
Sure, yeah.
And so that was a pattern that we saw last year. This year, I haven't seen a really well-defined bait line like that. They're a little bit more scattered. And I'm wondering if the lower salinity rate has a factor.
It probably does, without a doubt.
I would think so. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. A lot of bait isn't potted up real densely like they did last year. They're a little bit more scattered. You'll see several little pods later in the day when it gets really, really hot up shallow. Those bigger mullets start to pod up, and you'll see them swimming in unison way up shallow. But when you start to see... When you see Jack Crevel jumping out of the water in areas where the salinity is typically pretty high, it's shocking.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing that. I'm used to coming back into the dock and having a layer of salt all on my hands and on my boat. It's not as intense. It's not as intense right now. But it's funny, we complain when the conditions are too good, and we complain when they're too bad.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
We can never be pleased.
No, we can't. We're too critical.
I know it. It's funny how
what
that is.
Right?
I joke
Think about it.
It.
What is right, you know?
Right. Right is relevant. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's, you know. That's just my general observation. We've caught some really good slot trout this week, and most all my guys this week, we didn't keep any. We let them go.
Yeah.
Redfish and trout, which, you know, I love those type of clients that want to release them back, because that means I don't have to clean fish.
True.
I'm like, man, it's fine with me.
That's a plus.
That is a plus. So very.
Yeah, we don't spend the time these days the cleaning table like we used to. It's
no, we don't. Things
have changed.
Yeah, you know, I went out on my own one day in the afternoon, and caught one redfish. I just wanted one redfish. I'd been craving a fish fry. And right. So I said, I'm going to go out and sight cast to a red and found perfect one, one that was about 20, 25, 24, just perfect. And so I flayed it, and I was like, man, it's been like a week since I flayed a fish. You know, I'm like, man, I remember how to do this. But yesterday I didn't even realize that it was Labor Day weekend. I was like, man, what's going on? There's a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And I looked at the calendar. I'm like, oh, it's Labor Day weekend. I totally forgot.
Slipped
pretty
up
good
on
when
us.
You can.
Yeah, that's.
It did.
I got a couple of buddies that normally don't book holiday weekends, and they did, not knowing.
Yeah.
You know, just didn't realize, oh, man, it's Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Kind of crowded.
Yes, it is. I try to avoid the boat ramps this, you know, around holiday weekends, but I think I'm gonna wait till later this evening, and I'm gonna go out and try to find some redfish.
Do an afternoon pop out. That's
what. Yes, yeah. I've got a tournament coming up next weekend, Haney Owners Tournament, and fishing it with a couple of gals, and I've just been trying to hone in on some redfish because it's one trout and two reds. And slot, of course,
right.
Heaviest slot. I think we're gonna fish down here in my neck of the woods, and pop a couple wades and
get
see what we can
up,
do.
Man. Yeah, because without the redfish, you can't
yep.
win without those, especially with
nope.
two of them. Jeez.
Yeah, and we've been seeing some really nice ones. We caught some that were upper slot and. Had some really big bellies on them. I mean, I took a picture of one. I mean, the gut was just hanging out. I was like, gosh, that's a gorgeous. And she wasn't very long. Maybe 25 and 25, 26, weighed about 7.5 pounds. And just
boy,
a
you
solid.
Need some 27 and a half at that proportion. Boy, there.
Oh, yes. Oh,
but,
yes.
That'll pay some bills. All right, Rihanna, I got to run, girl. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing Baffin with you and in Mansfield this winter, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure thing. My number is 361-296-5400. Got some days available, so give me a call. Let's go make a wade.
All right. Well, always good talking to you. You have a good weekend.
You too, Mickey. Stay safe, and we'll talk next week.
Will do. See you, Rihanna.
All right.
Thank you. All
later.
Right, later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Captain Rihanna De La Cruz down in Baffin. Well, folks, Belleville Meat Market, they're having their Labor Day pork tenderloin sale. And if you can, get by there and get in on this. If you buy two, you get one free. That's any variety, however you like them, seasoned, pre-made, or stuffed, what have you. You can really take advantage of this good opportunity. Great deal. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that all week long, Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with their, check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, and stuffed pork tenderloins, peppers, mushrooms, you name it, the Belleville Meat Market. Make that your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And while you're there, check out their grab-and-go snacking products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks, and their wild game processing facility. It never closes. It's open year-round. Check out their new sausage recipe. It's really good. You got to try it. And their deer tamales and venison hot dogs. The Belleville Meat Market's been serving the greater Houston community for over 42 years. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Florida now, jump the big pond, and go over there and check in with Captain Rick Murphy with Texas Insider Fishing Report and the Florida Inside Fisherman's Report. Rick, good morning. How's it going, bud?
It's going great, Mickey. How you doing this morning,
oh,
bud?
Oh, man, can't complain.
That's right. Any day is a good day, right?
It's always good, brother. Always good. Well, how's things in your neck of the woods over there?
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Hot, obviously, but you guys know about hot in Texas for sure.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of acclimated to it. We don't like it, but hey, it's life. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But
yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about Jeff Page. You know, I met him years back, you know, when we were all fishing at Redfish Cup and all that, and really great guy, and he's got a lot of issues, and I understand you're throwing a big benefit tournament for Jeff's behalf.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the reason we need to clear this up right away, it's a go-live redfish trout tournament. And what that go-live means, Mickey, is that you go live on Facebook through the National Redfish Tour, and they're hosting the actual weigh-in. And the way it's going to work is because it's a go-live weigh-in, meaning you do it from your boat,
right?
Your video catching a redfish, catching a trout, you go in the net, then you use a digital scale that show it that it's zero, and then you weigh your fish, and then you release your fish, and all of that is a continuous video on your phone, and then you post it to their Facebook page, and that's what gets you in the tournament. You know, it's a $375 entry fee for three guys. And
that's affordable.
What we're doing here, yeah, and then we'll have a big, pretty big payout for five places. First place is $2,500, second place $2,000, third place $1,000, and then fourth and fifth is $500 or somewhere around that. I don't have that paper in front of me, but the key is that we're really trying to raise money for Jeff. He's got a lung condition, and they told him a year ago that there was nothing they could do for him, so he went to one of these wellness centers where they do alternative medicines, and unfortunately, they don't take insurance.
Right.
So this guy's already done 8 weeks, 4 days a week of, you know, they put him in a decompression chamber, they do him in sauna, then they take his blood. I don't know all the scientific parts of it. They'll take his blood out, get all the impurities out, put some vitamins or some kind of stuff in the blood, and then put it back in him. And, man, it changed his quality of life in a huge way. He went, like I said, he went for 8 weeks, 4 days a week, but it cost him $54,000, and they don't take insurance.
Good Lord.
So what we're hoping to do is raise more money for him through this tournament. Again, you can be in Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, any place in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, whatever. If you know mm-hmm. Jeff, or if you just want to do something good and be involved in a redfish tournament, it's a one-day tournament at the last Saturday in September. And we'd love for people to get signed up. And the way the fishing part is, you're going to be able to put any redfish in up to 9 pounds on the digital scale. If it's 901, he's too big. If he's 9 pounds, but he could be a 30-inch fish, a 31-inch fish, because you're letting him go and releasing him and not
right.
possessing him. We don't care about the length. We only care about the weight. And then
I
your kicker
you.
Fish will be your trout, which the trout can be, you know, any size.
That's right.
So we thought this was a great format for, you know, all of the people
I agree.
In the Gulf. You know, and again, all you got to do is get signed up and understand that it's going to a great cause, and you potentially could win some money and be involved in something. The hours of the tournament are going to be from 7 to 1 o'clock. Anybody's time zone. We're going to have a early fish, so whoever catches the first trout or first redfish, they'll win $500, and then it'll be the same thing for the guys in the later time zone. We're going to have a late fish, whoever catches the last fish of the tournament can win $500 also. So there's a lot of great prizes in
this
thing.
That's a cool format. I like that.
Yeah, you know, and it's pretty simple. You get your redfish on, and you show a video of him coming to the net, then you take him out of the net, show the scale being on zero, weigh him, and then release him, and you're, you know, send that into the Facebook page on the National Redfish Tour, and man, it's a home run. You're already in, you know. So,
yeah, is there like a website folks can go to see the rules and how to sign up and all that?
Yes, sir. So what you can do is you can go either to the National Redfish Tour, click on the menu button, and it'll say Red Trout Go Live or Jeff Page Tournament. Mm-hmm. And the same thing for the Florida Insider Fishing Report. I'll get it up on the Texas Insider Fishing Report also. But you just click on the menu button when you get to the home page and go to Red Trout Tournament, and then that will allow you to click on a QR code, fill out the paperwork. You can pay by credit card, and then you're entered. It's really simple.
That's simple enough. Modern technology, something else, isn't it?
Can you imagine that you're hosting a tournament in one state, but you can be fishing it from 10 other states?
That's
awesome.
It. Wherever they have speckled trout and redfish, man.
That's it. And we got a lot of places that have that, don't we?
Yes, we do. We are blessed. We're very fortunate. Fishermen
well,
all over
I appreciate
the place.
You. Exactly. And I appreciate you giving me a few minutes here. We hope everybody gets signed up. You know, it's going to a great cause and trying to help a guy out.
Jeff's a great guy, man. You know, he's a fellow fisherman and just a good dude. And hopefully we can help him out.
All right. Well, you're a good dude, too. Thank you so much for this morning.
It's all good, Rick. Well, we've known each other a while now, thanks to fishing. You know, we wouldn't have met each other or known each other except through fishing back in the day.
I know, and now you're my Upper Coast Region captain for the Texas Insider Fishing Report. What more could a man ask for on a Sunday, bud?
It's all fun, man. I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun, and inform a lot of viewers. Give them some info how they can watch Texas Insider Fishing Report or the Florida one, either or.
Well, if you Google the Texas Insider Fishing Report, their schedule is right there on the homepage. We're on Space City Network in the Bay Area, Galveston and Houston and all that, which formerly used to be Fox Houston. And then we're also on Fox Southwest, which formerly or now currently is FanDuel. We're on Thursday nights at 10:30, and then Friday repeat at 7 a.m. and a Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and then Saturday morning also at 7. And as you know, we just give everybody a pregame to what's happening throughout the state of Texas, whether it's freshwater or saltwater, near shore or offshore, and 1 hour show. And, you know, our job each week is to promote what's hot in each one of those regions and hopefully help people put together a game plan either Thursday, Friday, or Saturday before they decide to go out in the boat so they don't waste a lot of time and gas looking for fish. We're going to tell them right where to go and what to use and how to use it.
Exactly. Plus, y'all promote a lot of top-notch products, too, through the show.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, we do.
All right, brother. Well, Rick, it's always fun, man. Good talking to you. And we'll see what we can do for Jeff. All we can do.
All right, bud. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We're grateful and appreciate everything you do for us, Mickey. Thanks.
Hey, that door swings both ways, Rick. We'll see you, buddy.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. All right. That's Captain Rick Murphy from Florida. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles, their regulators, diffusers. They even refill your bottles right there at the store. But if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. There's no farm-raised at Boyd's. It's quality Gulf shrimp. And they have always have great deals on, you know, your big 9, 12s, 15, 18 count, whatever you're looking for. And along with live crabs, whatever you're looking for seafood, Boyd's got you covered. And their Cajun Grill next door, as good as it gets. And their Santa Fe food truck over there in Santa Fe puts out some really good food. Call them 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:35 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already on Fun Sunday. Goodness, man, it's gone by quick. But we're going to end it up real good. We're going to go up to, I guess, Concan, I believe, where I can find this rascal, the Dove Man or the Boat Man, whatever you want to call him. Old Chris Crocker. See what he's up to this morning. Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Man, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I'm in Concan right now. This is where we make home while the season's going on. And then, of course, we hunt in the Sabinal, Dehanus, Canepa, La Pryor, Uvalde, kind of all over the place out here. You know, you got to be where they be, and we ain't got a fence high enough to keep them in.
Yes,
and that's it, dude. It is wonderfully green up here, you know, with all the rain they got. The river is as good as I've ever seen it. I mean, all the little potholes that had water, that weren't holding water, are all holding water. And the crops, all the dry land crops, were just amazingly thick. And the number of birds have just steadily increased. This is the fourth year in a row that they've gone up. I think the Parks and Wildlife count said it was almost 6 million increase from last year to this year.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling, so, isn't it? Boy, them dove have been living a good life.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back to the last 4 years, we've probably had over a 30 to 35% increase in the dove, total dove count. So it's been really good. We've been really fortunate. You know, I had to hire on a couple of extra guides this year. We got 7 guides now. So we're stacked and loaded for the first 2 openers, totally booked up. We should start having some relief on booking about the third week of September. And then, of course, October's, in my opinion, is the best time to come up here and hunt because the weather's so nice. It's in the 50s, 60s in the morning, and you're only getting up into the low 80s in the afternoon, and it's a whole different set of birds that are coming down from the north.
Yeah.
So it's just been, you know, I can't wait to get here every year, but it gets over so fast, I can't wait to get back again.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
It's kind of like duck season when I used to do it, man. We were begging for the season to be over right there towards the end. We'd had enough.
Yeah. I mean, last year I did 147 of the 58 days I was here, and I wasn't complaining about it, but after I thought about it, man, I didn't have much fun. I guess I did have fun. I was always hunting, so.
Right. Well, it's that time of year again, man.
I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but I'm right here above one of the little falls here on the Rio. It's the right. Frio, I mean. Man, it's just so peaceful, and that's sky is clear.
I saw how clear that sky was.
Nice. Axes are barking. Yeah. I mean, that's right off my balcony here.
Barking axes.
We got barking axes and coyotes yapping, and I mean, it's just really cool out here. You know, I tell everybody, if you've never been to the Frio River, you got to go one time because you'll never stop coming again.
Is your temperature a little cooler up here this morning?
Let's see what it is here. I think it was supposed to be around the 72 mark.
Yeah,
it's 75.
It feels good here
right
this
now.
Morning. It feels pretty
good.
Yeah,
75. And that little front looks like it's going to make its way through here this afternoon late. So
yeah, I've been watching that line. You can see where it's at, you know, by the way the rain is extended along that line.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much. The air's so dry here right now that I think that's going to eat a lot of it up. We'll probably get some little spotty showers and stuff like that, but
yeah,
I'm not going to hold much to it. So.
Well, it looks like East Texas is going to get the blunt of it like it always does.
I think we're still in that El Nino pattern where everything's kind of moving west to east, so everything basically east of San Antonio is getting a lot more of the rain than the rest of the places are right now.
Well, that's so. What all kind of crops are you hunting this year? I know sesame seeds, sunflowers.
Our main dove crack is sesame. They just won't get out of that stuff once they find it. But we've got a lot of Milo and some corn. You know, any grain right now is good. We've got a few places that we had some black oil sunflowers, but the deer ate them up. But we've got there's a big right there just north of town. I don't know if it's Nooner or somebody that has that big field there, but we've got everything around it. So we get a lot of pass shooting off of that right near town.
Right.
But most of the stuff this year is Milo and sesame, and then we've got a few little corn spots that are, you know, I say little, you know, they're 400 or 500 acres, but
yeah.
Well, we're kind of controlling about 30,000 acres right now that we have available to us to chase the birds on. So if we don't have them one place, we got them in another. That's the beauty of having that much ground to survey and hunt.
Yeah, you probably do a lot of riding around looking for the most biggest congregation of birds in.
Oh yeah, we got our landowners are real helpful on all that scouting and stuff for us. And
that's cool.
But you know, always when we put hunters out in the field, we know where the birds are, and you know, we depend on those guys to let us know how it looks and where they were coming from. You know, and so we got 154 scouts going out tomorrow morning.
154? Man.
Yeah, 154 in the morning. Yeah, it's
those guys bring their own buggies or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of our places are big enough where they can bring their buggies and whatever they want to do. You know, I've kind of turned this over to Christopher 4 years ago. This will be his fourth season. He's had a little rough spell that first year, and the second year got a little better, and the third year's gotten better, and this is the fourth year, and it's going to be even better. So it's nice. I don't have to handle all the books and all that other stuff. I just kind of take care of the landowners and do my little guiding end of it. I take care of a lot of the executive stuff. You know, we got big groups that want to do all-inclusive, so I help with that. And it's still work, but I love it. You know, it's just beautiful up here, and there's a lot of worse things I could be doing.
Yeah, there is. How's your boat business been this year?
Man, it's been really good. It never fails. The week before I get ready to come up here, I ended up selling a big yellowfin and one of the big tidewaters. So we're getting all that stuff handled. Hopefully I can get back down there in the next 10 days to get those delivered. We're just waiting on electronics. But it's been steady. You know, it hasn't been COVID sale style, but it's been really good and steady. And you know, I'm glad I'm up here right now.
You know, COVID sale
about
style.
7.5 months of that, I come up here and I get 2 months of this, and I'm off for about 10 days, and then I come back and we start deer hunting again all the way into January. Then we got the boat show.
And you got the boat show coming up, man. That comes fast every year too, man.
That's the fishing show and the rodeo, and then
boom, it's
August again, and I'm back up here. So I stay pretty busy and moving around quite a bit.
Yeah, you do. You do pretty good for an old timer, man.
Yeah, I know. I finally qualified for the senior discount this year.
Atta boy.
I tell you something else I got into doing too last year was a buddy of mine does these Marlin tournaments. So I did three of them last year, and we've already done one this year, and hopefully we'll do two more. But that's been a hoot down in Guatemala and Costa Rica, and that's been just a lot. As a matter of fact, Rick that was on there earlier with you,
Rick Murphy,
I've seen him down in at Guatemala, what's the name of that place, Casa Villegas Lodge.
Yeah, Casa Villegas.
And I've met him several times when we were with Contender in the Contender booth back, you know, a few years back. So, yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
You know, that Tidewater boat that you were talking about, that's a well-made boat.
We sell so many of those. And if you look at the pricing between like a Grady White and a Boston Whaler, these are priced, you know, 30 to 40% lower than that. And the build quality and the finish is just as good as anything on the market.
I'm telling you, they're really laid out nice. What's the biggest one they make now in the center console?
They make a 38, then they have a 32, a 302, which replaced their 29. The 302 is got a 10-8 beam, and it's 32.5 foot long. Nice. And it's a step hull, and it performs unbelievably good. With 300 or 350 Yamahas, it'll run low 70s.
My gosh.
And the fuel economy on these boats now has gotten crazy. That boat, at a regular, you know, with a full load on it, you know, six people fishing, equipment, ice, fuel, everything, still gets over 1.3 to 1.4 miles of the gallon loaded. That's coming back, crazy. It gets 1.61. Yeah, for a big old boat like that, it's insane. I mean, it's just a crazy, the technology in these new Yamahas and Mercury motors and the design of these hulls, what they can do now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, boats have changed drastically in the last 5 to 8 years, man.
Man, nothing's cheap anymore.
No. Nothing's well, cheap that too. Anymore. Yeah, price. But you get like, what you pay for.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, when is it going to stop? You know, and years ago we were talking about, you know, the biggest center console out there was a 32-foot. And now we got these you know, we've got front runner boats now too, the new Cats, and they build a 37 and a 43 Cat. And, you know, so I think Freeman's got a 47.
Right.
Sea Hunter, I think, you know, there's a bunch of manufacturers out there that got these 45 plus foot boats now. And
what's Yellowfin's biggest one?
They have a 54.
I knew they busted 50 foot now. That's nuts.
Yeah, we haven't sold one of those yet. We sold a bunch of the 42s. The 54s are, you know, it's hard to get one of those boats over here in Texas. A lot of the marinas can't handle those. Mm. And, you know, they have to be left in the water, and a lot of guys over here don't want to leave them in the water.
Right.
So it's kind of an issue over here. In Florida, they can handle that stuff. And Texas is coming along. You know, Surfside's got a big hoist, and I believe Marina Bay Harbor's got a big one now too, so. But the problem now with that is everybody's got onto the bandwagon of those dry stacks, and they're full and all have waiting lists. So, you know, if you're going to get one, you got to get in line.
Well, you won't have to worry about me. I can't afford nothing like that.
I know. You know, I get asked all the time, what kind of boat do you have? And I go, really? There's 40 of them out here in the yard.
Yeah,
why do I need
one? Any one of these I want. What would you like to test drive today, you know?
Yeah. I mean, one day I can be in a 20-foot bay boat, and the next day I'll be in a 38-foot boat. So, you know, it's just come second nature. I've been with Tommy now over 18 years.
Man, has it been that long already? Well,
I know.
That's how long I've been here. I
know.
You went to work there when I went to work here.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, time flies, dude.
Yeah, it does.
All the kids have got kids, and
yeah. How many grandkids you got now?
I just got those two still. I got
two?
14
okay.
And a 9. Yeah, or 14 and an 8.
I've just got the one, and he's rotten. Me mom has ruined that kid. My wife is. It's old. It's nasty.
That's what grandparents are for.
Well, that's true. I enjoy it. It's fun.
Yeah, he'll be up here. He's freshman in high school out in Cinco Ranch. I don't know what team it is he's on, but he's a starting guard at 6'1 and 255.
He's gonna be like his daddy, ain't he?
He's gonna be bigger than
big
his daddy.
Old boy. He's gonna be bigger than Chris.
gonna be bigger.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're saying he could be 6'4, 6'5.
Yep. So he's gonna be a good one.
I'm just glad I ain't got to feed him. I had to feed his daddy.
Yeah, well, that's a bank breaker.
Man. Oh, man.
How old is Sue 2 now, your dog?
She turned 8.
She's eight years, dude,
and she still looks like a little puppy.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her the other day. She still looks good.
Oh, yeah, she's really, really, really in good shape.
And she loves that river, huh?
Oh, dude, you can't keep her out of it. She swam so hard the other day that, what is it, Sunday? I guess it was Friday morning. She got up. She couldn't hardly walk across the living room.
Stove up.
Oh, her legs were shaking. You know, the muscles had just been stressed with all that swimming.
That'll get her in shape for dove season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she'll be ready tomorrow morning. You know, I never hunt opening day. I would just go out and let her work and try and help all the new folks out on what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And,
right.
Yeah, I think we're going to hunt. Let's see. We're going to hunt the Haines, Sabinal twice. Yeah, we're going to have five different farms and ranches we're going to be using tomorrow morning. So, and they're all here pretty close.
Yeah. Well,
really excited about the south zone. I picked up a new south zone spot directly south of Canipa's for the ag is. And it's about a mile out of town and it's just covered in white wings right now.
Oh boy. So
we get to give those a break till the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then we're going to go hit on them.
And that's when you do the afternoon hunts, right?
Yeah, it's afternoon only.
Afternoon only.
Yeah, afternoon only. You can shoot two morning doves, but the rest have to be white wings.
Exactly.
You can have two oopses. And it's pretty easy to tell. The white wings are about half the size larger than a morning dove. And then, of course, the ringnecks are another half size larger than the white wings.
So, those are bonus.
We've got a bunch
birds.
Of those out here.
You can shoot all those you want.
They look like chickens compared to the morning doves.
Chickens. Oh, boy. Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really good year again. And, you know, we're on the good side of the cycle. And, you know, I'm sure it'll either get better or stay the same or decline just a little. And even if it does, it's still going to be good next year. So.
Well, Blaine's talking real uppity and high about his, you know, bird crop down his way, too, way down south.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the like I say, the numbers have increased in the last 4 years, you know, probably over 35%.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's 5 or 6 to 7 million additional birds every year in a row for the last 4 years. So, I mean, it's crazy how many birds are down here.
Yeah. It is.
Well, it's been fun, you know. This will be 34 years I've been doing this down here.
Man, that's
and, you know,
time.
There's been some rough years, and there's been some great years, and there's been some average years. But, you know, it's still always fun, and that's what it's all about. It's, you know, it's about the camaraderie and having fun and then getting to pop up 3 or 4 boxes of shells. That's as good as a good morning can get, you know.
Sure it is. That's it. Well, and it – So, have you got a special lodging area or a place you use to put people up if they need accommodations?
Yeah, we've got several places. The main place that I use is River Rim Resort here in Concan.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a complex here where we can put up about 125 hunters.
Dang.
And they're anywhere from two-bed cabins up to 10 or 12-bed cabins where you can put, you know, 18 to 20 people in them.
Right.
So, and we got three swimming pools available, plus you're right here on the river. And it's, you know, off season starts Monday, so the rates are really reasonable, and the location is dead center of everywhere we hunt. So we're basically, you know, 25 to 35 minutes from everywhere we hunt, except for La Pryor. It's a little farther south, and it takes another 15, 20 minutes to get there, but. Basically 25 or 35 minutes from here in any direction it's where we hunt. So it's pretty located. And we also
it is. That's good and concentrated for you.
And then we also have some stuff down in Concan that are big weekend style houses that'll sleep up to 20 that are available too. So
yeah,
lodging is the easy part. It's getting these guys to hit the birds when they're flying parts. The hardest thing up here.
Well, that's, so. We've been seeing that for years. There's a A lot of burnt powder with not a lot of feathers on the ground.
I've seen some guys be better off just picking that shell up and throwing it by hand instead of running it through a gun.
Oh, Lord. All right, Crocker. Well, hey, man, throw out some info. Somebody wants to get with you and come do a dove hunt.
Sure. Check us out at TexasBestDoveHunt.com, CCOTexas.com, or you can give my son a call about booking 512-587-3791.
All right,
y'all come brother. On. Right, we got lots of room in October.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chris. Have a good weekend.
Hey, man, y'all give me a shout next week, and I'll give you a report.
All right, we'll do her. Burn them down tomorrow, man. Light them up.
All right.
See you.
Thanks.
All right.
See y'all.
All right, it's Chris Crocker up in Concan getting ready for the big opener. Almost a national holiday in Texas. Everybody wants to get in on the dove hunt. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.